Hello, friends. Welcome to the Berry Nation podcast. I cannot believe those words came out of my mouth. It is formerly known as the East to West WLS podcast, but my friends, we are still here to support you with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
And I'm Jason.
And I'm Natalie.
We cannot believe the day is here, my friends, but East to West WLS has officially become Berry Nation. Oh, look at you guys. Everything might look different, right? We have a new name. We have a new logo that we worked so hard to create. We shifted East to West WLS for a lot of different reasons. Which we're going to talk about today. We're so excited that we finally get to like announce this to the world. It is a moment of all the feels for Jason, Natalie, and I. It's kind of emotional for me, and I'm not a very emotional person, but the time had come for East to West to kind of grow up, to reflect the growth that we've done as individuals, as bariatric patients, as friends. And it really reflects the growth that we've seen in our bariatric community, right? I mean, it's so much has changed, and we have had the amazing opportunity to connect and learn and grow from experts and other bariatric patients in our community. We recognize the need to support ourselves and others in a different way. So East to West WLS is still here in spirit, you guys. Jason and I'm still the West, Nat's still the West, Jason is still the East. But we were ready to become a more inclusive and holistic support for our community. So the podcast itself is not going away. The VBM is not going away. All of these things, that the support that you find from us is not going away. We have just grown to add to kind of our toolbox of support that we are offering the bariatric community. That was where Berry Nation came from, right?
Exactly.
Oh, Jason, how are you feeling, my friend?
Well, we've been talking about this for a year now, and it's finally real. It was very, very tough to swallow at first. I have to admit, I did not see the bigger picture in the immediate terms of when we first talked about it. It took a long time for me to get kind of on board with understanding what changes needed to be made. Like you, I'm emotional because this is our baby. Like, we sat back, I can still remember the first day we had our first conversation about East to West and how we started and what we wanted to do and our vision for the future. And to know that not only have we reached all of the goals that we set for ourselves, but we exceeded a lot of them in a lot of ways. And, you know, the biggest goal we had set was bringing help to the community. And we've done that. Time and time again, we've proven to be a trusted voice in the community, and you know, the experts that we have brought into the fold with us have, you know, it's just been monumental in the fact that we've been able to, you know, offer such support to so many people, touch so many lives. You know, our voices have been heard, you know, globally, and that's strange to say. There's people that don't even speak English that listen to our podcast. I don't know how they listen to it, but high five. That's super cool. It's a very emotional time, but with the emotions come extreme excitement, because I know what the future holds for us, for what we want to bring to, you know, to continue to bring to the community. And that's going to be ever evolving. I mean, so changes are going to happen. This is one of the things we roll with as, you know, post bariatric patients. Changes are going to come. That's part of the journey. So we're embracing these changes, like we tell everybody else to embrace the changes in your journey. We're asking you to embrace this change in our journey as well, because like we've always said, we can't do what we do without you guys' support. So you're supporting us in our transition to this, just like you would if we just had our surgery. So we just ask you to have a little faith and trust in our journey, because we're all in it together.
I was thinking about that the other day. I think I was actually in the shower and it dawned on me. It was like, oh my gosh, East to West WLS becoming Berry Nation is like the perfect visualization of what we go through along our bariatric journey, right? We go into it thinking one thing, and then we realize the possibilities are just so much more greater and broader, right? And the depth of support that we can offer our community is just so, so vast and so wide. So it's like, oh, I started off as a baby bariatric patient, and now I'm really learning about what my life is truly like. East to West started off as just a little baby bariatric podcast that you and I, Jason, had this idea to create, and it has turned into Berry Nation, right? It's like this new day. It's a new dawn of bariatric support. And we are so thrilled that we have the capacity to bring this type of support to our community, because it's pretty rad. Matt, what are you thinking?
Many of you may know, some of you may not. I partnered with Jason in April after being a guest on the podcast. That was what, maybe 8 months after you guys had started the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I saw the potential from the start. I knew that this was something good. I knew that it was needed. And so from the very beginning, I mean, April and Jason asked me if I wanted to help them, you know, with their social media. I said, of course. You know, I was unemployed at the time. I thought, what better time than now? And, you know, to see it grow even from when I first started to what it is now is really huge. And it's really exciting and cool to just be a part of, to see like, okay, we're making a difference in other bariatric patients' lives. Something that April, Jason, and myself needed when we were starting out, we were starting out our journeys. And so to be able to be that voice and to grow with the community has been pretty surreal. I keep using that word in my day-to-day life that, you know, this moment, even with, you know, bariatric retreat coming up, it's so surreal to see these things that I have literally witnessed the fruition of, the start, to have it now just be a real thing that is happening and supporting the community is just incredible.
And we have been working on this Berry Nation project for about a year. It started off as a casual conversation between the three of us. And we really sat back and it came about because we were frustrated. There was so much information that was being produced by these experts and creators and influencers that were really making a difference in our life. And we would see it on Instagram or somewhere. And then we would go back to like, try to find it. And we couldn't find it. And we were like, oh my God, this is so annoying. Like, I know Rissa did something, or Suzanne did something, or I heard Mabel say something, or Des said something, and then we're like, oh, where is it? We could not find it. And we were so frustrated by knowing that this information was out there, but not having a singular place that we could go to retrieve it and to really, like, you know, connect with that information. So the three of us started talking about, like, does this place exist? Is there a singular place, like a one-stop shop that we can go for all things bariatric? And we realized there wasn't. And that started this conversation between the three of us of going like, oh man, like, I wonder if we could create it. Like, what would that even look like? And we started to have these conversations with each other. And then we found these platforms and we found this tech and we started bringing all of these pieces together. And this like puzzle, this very abstract puzzle of support started to really make this beautiful picture of what it could look like. And that was how Berry Nation started. That was the genesis of Berry Nation. So we are so excited to roll out to the world today our Berry Nation community. It is a digital support ecosystem for bariatric patients. It is a bariatric hub. It is a one-stop shop where you as a patient can find everything that you need for lasting success. It is literally where we have brought the experts together with our favorite creators, with our favorite influences, with our favorite people and patients, right? All of these things have come together in a safe online digital support community that you can access when and where you need it. So not only is it an online platform that you can visit, right, digitally on your computer or on a tablet, it's an app. You can access it from your phone and the support is there with you every moment that you need it. So like when Instagram went down a couple of weeks ago and everybody panicked, the three of us were like, dude, we're good. We've got Berry Nation because we've been working in it, right? We've got beta testers in there. Like we've been, this has been happening for months. So it's like when that support went down, it was like, oh, we're totally cool. Berry Nation's there. Like I have all of my people. I have all the support that I need because it's not really a social media platform, right? It's kind of hard to explain. So that's kind of the first thing that I want to ask us, or I want to have a conversation, right? Like what, when you think of Berry Nation, what do you think? How could we describe this for people that have never seen it? Nat, let's start with you.
I think for myself, it's two things. It's a resource. You know, we talk about having experts. What does that mean? Well, we have bariatric surgeons, we have dietitians, we have mental health experts, literally there at our fingertips, which I think is pretty phenomenal for myself, especially, and I know for a lot of others. But it's also just a new way of having community as a bariatric patient. And like you said, April, it's a safe space. So like there's no internet trolls lurking, you know, commenting mean things on your posts, which I know we've all experienced. It's just a place for you to be real and ask questions with the knowledge that you're going to be supported and we're there to help you. So for me, that's something that I really needed, you know, 10 years ago when I had my first surgery. I would have loved to have something like this where I can go to get a real expert's answer, but I can also ask and talk about myself and my bariatric journey freely.
Yes, it is a safe place because you know that everybody who is a member of Berry Nation, it is a bariatric patient, right? They're either in the pre-op stage or in the post-op stage, but there's no backstory. There's no worry. You don't have to worry about somebody seeing something maybe publicly because it's a private space and it is built just for bariatric patients. And that is one of like the most important things, right? It's like, it's what we strive to create when we had this idea of creating this digital online space. Jason, what about you? What is Berry Nation to you?
Yeah, it's no more making fake accounts with no name and no profile picture because somebody at work may see you talking about something about your bariatric surgery. You can be you. You can be your authentic self. You can create, you know, your life as you see it inside of Berry Nation. It's in the moment support, not only from cohorts, other patients, you know, alike that you can talk to that are on the same exact timeline that you are. If you're 2 months post-op and you have a question about something, you can jump in there. There's moderators to, you know, make sure that everything is good. There's, you know, there's so much in the moment support. And not only that, but you can also sign up for classes that would be like a master class with creators who are also experts that you know, you don't have that access anywhere else. So they get you direct small classroom so that everybody feels more intimate. Like you just have the ability to do things and speak with people that you may not do or feel comfortable doing on your own because you may be somebody that's post-op 2 months and you have 200 followers on your Instagram and you would feel self-conscious reaching out to an influencer that has 100,000 followers because, well, I don't know if my messages are going to get heard, if they're going to care.
Yeah.
This puts you directly in the room with those people. So followers don't matter anymore. Your status versus their status versus anybody's status, all that goes away in the interest of actual support. It's not about how flashy you can be on Instagram or what you look like, or, oh, I'm only going to show my successes and none of my, you know, none of the fallbacks. All of that goes away and you go into nothing but literal support from not only the community, but influencers, doctors, professionals, all of these things are there to help support you. So it's all of the good, and we've weeded out the majority of the bad. Like, we're going to be there to make sure that all the bad goes away. But, you know, it's to say that in the infancy stages, we're just going to say in the interest of that, we're flushing all of the majority of the bad. We're going with all the good because it's just not, you know, the days of feeling like you're not as good as that next person. we're done. We were so tired of seeing that. We were so tired of seeing people's journeys be affected by, you know, oh, well, you know, I see these person and they're doing so great and I don't feel like I'm doing that good. So, you know, nobody should have to feel like that. Mm-hmm. We had this surgery so that we could live our best life moving forward. And that doesn't include being insta-shamed or whatever else it may be, or feeling like you're not worthy because somebody else may be doing better, or they've got more followers, or they get more tags, or whatever that is. We didn't want any of that moving forward. So we created a literal safe space that none of that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think safety was one of our top priorities when we were really thinking about how we wanted to create this, because I really feel like Berry Nation is the place that you can go when you are serious about discovering what your bariatric life is going to be like, right? When you're looking for that meaningful support, or when you've hit that, when you've kind of hit that wall and you just think, oh God, this is so hard. And I just don't know where to start. I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to go. Now we can say, go to Berry Nation. It is in Berry Nation, right? The experts are there. The people are there, that the kindness, the understanding, the empathy is there. It's not that the work is not there, but your pathway to the work is there. Those, right? The support guides are there. The on-demand classes are there. The cohorts are there. The support groups are there. You know, I mean, I think there's over 30 experts and moderators that already work in Berry Nation and are providing support to people in the moment. It's all there, right? And just for me, from my teaching background, and Natalie, I know this was important to you. We really thought about, like, okay, well, how do people like to learn? Some people want to learn in the moment in real time. So that's why there's live classes in Berry Nation that are taught by the experts that you get to join in the moment. So you can interact with these people and ask your questions as you have them. And then those exact same classes are available on demand in our video library, right? We had fun with that word. So it's not a library, it's a library. So you can go to the on-demand library and you can watch these classes when you have the time, right? You can interact with these recordings. There are support guides that have been created by patients and experts, right? So it's like, oh, I can trust this information. This is kind of like my go-to resource. There are like targeted support chat areas. So if you're struggling with regain, or let's say cravings, or you know, you are 4 months post-op and you just don't know where to turn, there's a specific place for you to go and connect with people who are in the same stage as you. There's this member created space, right? So if you are super into, I don't know, hiking, and you've also had bariatric surgery, you can create a space for bariatric hikers where you can share tips and tricks, or talk about your wins on the trail. There's just so many places to connect, learn, and grow with one another. And that is kind of what our, I don't know, mantra, tagline, like that is what Berry Nation is all about. I'm going to hold up these tumblers, and you guys can see if you're watching this. This is our new logo. And we spent so much time, you guys, talking about and envisioning this logo. And the reason that we really went with this is, I think for a lot of different reasons, but we're always talking about how we have three pillars of success after bariatric surgery, right? Movement, mindset, metabolic wellness. In Berry Nation, you can connect, learn, and grow with one another, right? We are still supporting the community with humor, humility, and honesty. So this like theme of three was so important to us because it kept coming up in our lives and in our, you know, in how we support people. So we really wanted a logo that represented that. And the other reason that we were so excited about this is, right, we understand that things come in waves. We understand that every day is a new day. So we wanted this sense of dawning. We wanted this sense of understanding that things are going to ebb and flow. And some days it's going to be a really rough sea. Other days it's going to be really smooth. But you know, we also wanted a logo that was all encompassing of every member of our community, right? Berry Nation is for every bariatric patient, no matter what type of surgery you've had, where you are in the process, if you're a man, a woman, it just, none of that matters because you are a part of a nation of united bariatric patients that have the courage and the strength to say, we deserve support in a way that's meaningful for us. And if I can't find it, you know, with my surgical center, if I can't find it, I have the ability to create it, or I have the ability to ask for it. So now you have a place to go. You can go to Berry Nation and say, this is the type of support I need. And if it's not there yet, we have a team of experts who are ready and excited to create that support for you. That's why I keep calling it an ecosystem. This is a living, growing, breathing community that is going to flex to meet your needs, our needs, as they come, right? So we're not saying that we have all the answers now, but we're saying we know and are friends with some very intelligent people, some experts that can help create this support that we need. So it's just this whole concept of this living, breathing thing that is going to grow and adapt with our community, with our nation, as we need it.
Yeah, and I wanted to just take a minute also for those listening to the podcast and maybe haven't seen the logo yet.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it is essentially like there's an ocean, waves at the bottom, and then there's like a sunrise coming out of it with the sun and then two rings coming out of it. And I think I know a conversation for us too when we were like creating the logo is that, you know, east to west is very like United States, like you have the East Coast and the West Coast. It's very lateral and it's very, it doesn't include all of our like international friends that are, you know, in Canada, or there's some in like Belize. You know, we have people from all over who are everywhere, listening to our podcast. And so I think it was really important for us to also, how are we going to encompass the fact that we go across seas now, like we are overseas, where like our listeners are all over the place. And so we also wanted to make sure that that was also represented, because we're not just in the United States. We have so many friends who are in Canada, like I said, all over the place. And we wanted to make sure that that was also known.
Yes.
Don't forget our friends in the UK. We're heavy in the UK.
Yes. Oh yeah, UK, that's just wild.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Australia, New Zealand. Yeah. I mean, that's why Berry Nation is so important, because we can be a nation without borders. We are a nation without borders. We're united by our decision to have bariatric surgery. That is what is important. That is what's key to Berry Nation. And we continue to have these conversations, and we continue to look at the support that we offer through the lens of inclusivity, right? Like, how can we include every bariatric patient? We understand that there are some differences, and that we have to do things differently based on the type of surgery that we have. So we're not discounting that. But what we are saying is at the most, you know, at the widest perspective, we are bariatric patients, and we are here to support bariatric patients in ways that are meaningful and valuable for us. So we continue to use that lens of inclusivity as we develop Berry Nation and as it grows from the baby Berry Nation to what will, you know, hopefully be the very mature Berry Nation. And that's going to happen as membership grows. That's going to happen as we welcome more experts into our like toolbox of experts. That's just, for me, one of the most amazing things about Berry Nation is that it's built to grow, it's built to flex, and it's built to meet the needs of our community in the moment. And again, it's built for everyone.
Well, that's why it's part of encompassing the without borders part, is that there's no borders on how big it can grow. It can be, it can handle as many people. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, we have the issue with Instagram where we can only follow so many people back to follow us. And this is another thing that takes that out of the equation. We can literally interact with everyone because we can follow everybody's journey inside Berry Nation, because there is no limits. Like, we can create our own destiny within within Berry Nation. So that's exactly what we wanted to do, without having somebody else tell us how many people we could follow or who we could interact with. Yeah. We have the ability now to, we're all encompassing now, like I said. I mean, we've got everybody's involved. Everybody can be as involved as you want to be. And that's the most beautiful thing about it, is not only can you get support, you can give support. Because we have got a ton of people that talk about it with us on a daily basis, how they feel empowered to pass on knowledge that they have to other people. And, you know, they don't really know how to start it. They don't really feel comfortable getting on their stories or going live or whatever that may be, or approaching somebody else to go live with them, because, you know, that can kind of be nerve-wracking to do if you've never done it before.
Yeah.
So this gives you the opportunity to give back on whatever level you feel comfortable doing. If you just want to comment on somebody's stuff and give support that way, awesome. If you want to become a moderator, that's even better. If you want to become cohort support, that's even better. You know, you just can, it's whatever level all the way up to, if you decide that you've got something that you want to talk about and teach a class on, we can talk about that too. I mean, the opportunities are endless in what you're able to do inside of the nation. And that's what we wanted to create and bring to you, which is not only just the same faces you see all the time giving the information, because like we said, we always say, everybody's journey is made up of other people's pieces to their recipe. So if you have something that you want to give out, you have that option to do that. And it's just going to connect you with so many more people that are in your same area of your journey. I just think it's going to be fantastic for people to connect with others in their, you know, in the, that follow along in their journey.
Yep. Well, we recently sat down and we really had a conversation with each other about like, what do we believe, right? What we had a strong desire to create this hub for bariatric patients, but kind of why did we do it, right? What do we believe in? And we kind of came up with four really solid beliefs. It's that obesity is a chronic disease that will require lifelong treatment, and that bariatric surgery is a part of that treatment plan. It's not the entire plan. We believe that our goal is to find and maintain metabolic wellness. We believe that every bariatric patient matters and has an important story to tell. And we believe that community is treatment. So when we step back, right, and we looked at those beliefs, we built Bari Nation on these belief foundations. And I'm so proud of what we've been able to create, because in Bari Nation, everybody can share their story if they would like. Everybody has the ability to have a voice, right? We're providing all these different ways that we can treat this chronic disease of obesity. We acknowledge that bariatric surgery is one tool that we've used, but we need a plethora of tools in our toolbox to find and maintain that happy, healthy weight, to find and maintain metabolic wellness, right? And that community is one of the most powerful tools that we can use to achieve our goals.
Yeah.
So what part of Bari Nation are you most excited about? What's that thing that you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this because I need it myself as a patient?
I would say mine is the not only the on-demand classes that you can sign up for, but the fact that we have a library and I can sit and I can watch on my own time. I have mentioned this before. It's really hard for me to stick to a schedule sometimes. I sign up for things and then I'm like, oh, shoot, that was tonight or, you know, whatever. And just I think for me, having those supports on demand to when I'm feeling low about XYZ, I can just, you know, grab my laptop and put something on and just listen and feel heard and supported, even if it's at 3 a.m., you know, it doesn't matter where I am, what time it is, I can just pop one of those on and feel like I'm heard and supported and I can learn and continue to grow in my own journey, but on my own time.
Yep. Agreed. Jason, my friend, what about you?
Mine's kind of two-prong. I've got the cohort support, I think, is amazing. It's going to be one of those things that people really flock to because, you know, having people that you connect with is one thing, but having somebody that you can connect with that's had your actual surgery, that's in your same time frame, that's in your same, you know, and it may even be somebody that's in your certain area of where you live. You can find somebody that you can, you know, a walking buddy, a workout buddy, a rehab buddy, just somebody you go through the, you know, this whole process with. It helps to have somebody by your side to do that and, you know, to feel heard and to feel that just talking to somebody that gets it. Talking to somebody that supports you but hasn't been through it is completely different than talking to somebody who actually knows that has been through it. We love the people that haven't been through it that support us 100%. Those are amazing people, no doubt.
Yeah.
But for them to just understand it and go, oh, yeah, I'm sorry you feel that way and it sucks, I wish there was something I could do, versus somebody that's been like, dude, oh my God, dude, I just went through that yesterday. Like, I know exactly what you mean. Like, that's just something completely different. And then also the expert-led classes. To me, speaking to somebody who know, like you, because a lot of people we talk to do not get the support from their surgical team post-op that they feel like they need. And so being able to jump in there and talk to somebody who's actually, you know, cut on someone that knows exactly what you're feeling and can break it down instead of just going to, I know I feel like that too sometimes, but can actually be like, medically, this is what's happening. Or talking to a dietitian and you can say, well, I don't know what 1200 calories looks like. And they can be like, bam, 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 this is exactly what it should look like. And this is your portion size. This is a protein. This is what a complex carb breaks down to. Like, because there's so many people that have no idea, because I know drive-through. That's, I can frequently speak McDonald's. I can speak Taco Bell. I'm fluent in all of those languages, but I don't know shit about real, true, like how to eat healthy. I know nothing about it. So when you talk to me about a complex carb, I know what a carb is. I know that's potatoes, that's rice, that's stuff, all the shit that I love to my core that I can't eat anymore. On a routine, consistent basis without doing it healthily. I don't know that. Like, that's, you might as well be speaking German to me because I don't know anything about it. I can look at you and go, And then I'm going to go off over here and I'm going to keep eating the same thing I've been eating, which is, you know, chicken and green beans, because I know that's safe. And it's just one of those things that people need to know how to round out their meals, because people, that's usually where people fall off the wagon, is because I don't want to eat chicken and green beans every day, all day. I can't just eat that same thing like that, because eventually it sucks. And it's the first thing you know, you go back to, but I know pizza rules, like, so I'm going to go eat some pizza or whatever, you know, tacos are great. And, you know, so if you can't learn how to break down and add variety, you know, it's going to be hard for you. So this is somewhere where you could go and literally have time to sit down and say, okay, this is what I like. How do I do that? And they're going to not only sit with you and teach you how to do it, but how to do it the right way so that you're going to be successful. We are literally handing you all the tools you need to be successful, but we've done it in one safe location where you can not only, I mean, there's any aspect you can think of, we've tried to cover. So, I mean, it's just kind of a one, like you said, it's a one-stop shop.
I just wanted to highlight that what you said, Jason, about, you know, we have supports in our lives, friends, family, maybe we don't, but those who are in our lives that have not had the surgery can sympathize, but they can't empathize. And I think that is, if Brené Brown actually has a wonderful video about this. I don't know if you guys are nodding, so I'm assuming you've seen it. But they, it basically points out the difference between empathy and sympathy. And that is what we wanted to create. And I think we've been very successful in creating with Berry Nation, is that we not only have experts like doctors and dietitians, but we also have people like Des, who has been through it, who can help you through it, but who can also empathize.
Yes.
They've been through it. They've gone through the same healing process. They can feel what you felt because they've been there. And I think that is something to be said, especially in the bariatric community. You know, like I said, your parents, cool. They're like, yeah, I'm sorry. That's tough. That sounds hard. I love you. Let me know how I can help. But they're not, they don't know what it's like. And so we wanted to make sure that this community was full of people like us who have been through it, who can empathize with you.
Yes. Yes. Our community and our experts are a wonderful mix of people who have worked in the bariatric community for years, sometimes decades. And then we're also onboarding experts who are experts in their field and bariatric patients, right? So you've got like Wendy Rawlings, my therapist, she's going to be joining us as an expert. Not only is she a licensed mental health counselor, she's also a bariatric patient, right? Tamisha Malone, same thing, therapist, bariatric patient. So there, I mean, just the level of knowledge that exists in our community is unparalleled. And for us to have the ability and a space to kind of bring them all together so that we can connect, learn, and grow with them in real time or on demand is just beyond powerful. And the other thing that I think I'm so excited about is that as the community grows and as our membership grows, people are going to say, oh, you know what? I really need this. And I can't find that yet. And for us to have the ability to go, oh, we know people who can create that. Give us a couple of weeks, give us a month, and we will provide this support for you. So it is coming. And it's powerful for us as patients to say, no, this is what I need. This isn't what a doctor thinks that I need. This is what I need as a patient. And I now have a place to kind of demand that support and to ask for that support. And then to have that support custom built for me is just amazing, right? That is how powerful our voice as a patient can be. Because in Berry Nation, we acknowledge that as a patient, we are a patient expert. And I'm allowed to say that because I'm living this. So that makes me the expert in my own experience. And finally, there is a place where I get to be the expert because that's exactly what I am. I mean, it's just, it's pretty powerful.
And we built this not only just off of what our vision thought that we should have. We had over 100 people that were community members as well as professionals that are also going to be in this space with us, helping us construct this as of things that they would also want to see. So to make sure that everybody know, like this wasn't just something we sat back and just all three of us decided, this would be pretty cool. Let's try this. Like we literally, like we've been doing, like this seems like an overnight change. Like we just started talking about this like a couple of weeks ago, but we've been doing this since before February. Like we literally, this has been the whole year has been dedicated to us building this for you and us and, you know, ourselves to make sure that we really put time and thought into this. It wasn't just an overnight. We woke up and decided that we were just going to ditch, you know, east to west. And we were going to jump over here on the Berry Nation train because there was a lot of thought that went into us actually making this change because April and I, you know, what we were able to create when we started East to West, the thought process behind it, you know, it was very hard to make the decision to go ahead and adjust like that. And, you know, when we brought Natalie on, she was so, she embraced East to West in such a positive way. We were concerned about that, but she kind of helped us usher in the new, you know, the new era of Berry Nation in such a way that we were comfortable with making the transition because not only are we're not just making the change ourselves, we're bringing you with us. So it's going to be everybody's coming along. So it's not just us, you know, ditching one, jumping to another. We're literally, you know, we're ushering in a new era, but it's with everyone. And it was a very emotional topic and it was very, it was long and lengthy process that we thought it out, but we knew that the change needed to happen. And we're thankful and we're also fortunate to have the amount of support in you guys that we have.
Oh, oh my gosh.
That it's going to make this transition a lot easier because if it was just us trying to do it on our own, we literally couldn't do it. So, you know, just like we say with you guys, you go ahead.
This summer, the beta test this summer, I mean, there's over 80 people that helped us beta test and run Berry Nation. They were there for their feedback, their insights. I mean, it was a no holds bar situation of, hey, we want to create something for us. Join us to help us create this and launch this. And people are thrilled. They are so excited. I mean, I'm blown away.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of, you know, when I first met you guys, it's like, I don't jump into things. I don't like just feet first jump into things. And I'll never forget April and I, we were getting ready to record the podcast and you and I talked for probably 3 hours on the phone, just casual. And I don't talk on the phone. Like that's the other thing. I am a millennial. We don't talk on the phone. We text. And so the fact that I could sit and be comfortable, like sharing my story with April. And then again, on the podcast, you know, I knew, and I could see that there was something bigger that could happen. Which is why I decided to just start working with you guys. I thought, okay, this is a really good thing that we have going. But to what Jason said, you know, because I saw that vision, I did push. I did say, no, we need to do this, or we need to say things this way, or we mm-hmm. need to include everybody. We need mm-hmm. to make sure that we can do it this way. Because I knew the potential and I knew I could see the end result. And we're not at the end. I don't think there will be an end, like a definite end, knock on wood. I don't know why I said that, but you know what I mean? Like there's no like end goal. Essentially, you know, we hope to continue to grow this as the bariatric community changes and grows. The bariatric community just in the last year has grown in the way that they do things, the way that they are themselves growing and also inviting, you know, new folks every day. So we hope to continue that growth. But just to speak to the process, it has been a process. It's been a very long, scary, I mean, when we decided to start working on this for real, I mean, we talked about it probably for 3 months, just like casually, like, yeah, this would be cool. We did this. And then I think we finally had that realization of like, no, we need to do this. And it's been scary and it's been hard and we're still scared and nervous and all of the above, but we're doing it because we know it's necessary. And, you know, the community, the beta testers especially, are showing us that it is needed. They're showing us that what we're doing is the right thing. So I think for me, that's what makes it so exciting, is that we know we're on the right trajectory. It's just, we got to keep going and we got to keep growing in that.
I mean, you guys know, I mean, all three of us, it's this like constant, like, Oh my God. Right. We're just constantly doing, and especially me, I'm just all over the place, but but what I continue to come back to is there's something inside of me very deep that's saying, this is needed. This is necessary. Keep going, keep fighting, keep working, keep problem solving. You know, and as things come up and I miss the mark or whatever it is, I just have to be, I have to be grounded in the fact that we're doing this for our community. We're doing this, you know, for our health. We're doing this because this is necessary and needed and right for our community. And there's that thing that just keeps pulling me along saying, nope, this is what we need. And I'm just so thankful for all of our beta testers. I'm so thankful for our community as a whole that is not afraid to say, I need this. And I deserve this, and I should have this in my life. And that's really what's driving, I think, all three of us, is that we're driven to create a premier safe place for bariatric patients where we can get the support that we need and the knowledge that we need to live our lives to the fullest. And all three of us were tired of not having that. And we just sat back and said, well, maybe we can create it.
And that's part of it, is that, you know, this was a brainchild literally of the community. Like we, as much as you guys sit back and listen to us every week, we listen to you guys every day. Like we have the you know, the insight, the distinct privilege of being able to listen to, you know, a big faction of our community that follows and supports us. And we heard you. Like we heard what you guys were saying, what you guys asked for, what you guys wish you had in a community. And so not only did we create what we wanted to see, we created what you guys had asked for. Just because we knew that as much as it was something that we knew we needed, but we weren't sure everybody else was on board for until we heard you guys consistently asking, you know, saying you wish that this, you wish that, you heard this, you wish you could see this. And so we, just like we will in our recovery, we took bits and pieces of what everybody had asked for and created Bari Nation so that we can provide what we think is neat. And that it was, you know, to us, it is a privilege to be able to have those voices talking to us and telling us exactly what they feel like they're missing out on so that we can go ahead and do what we did. So we just are excited for you guys to get in there and play around with it and see everything to make sure that it is exactly what you need and what you're asking for. And, you know, that's feedback is going to be imperative. This is something that we need to hear from you guys. We need honest opinions. We need to know, make sure that is, you know, that we're not missing out on something, because we know there's going to be something that we still can create, you know, this thing, like I said, will be ever changing, ever growing.
Yeah.
So we need that honest feedback. So please feel free. We're not shy, nervous people. Let us know. We need the constructive criticism. Please tell us, hey, it would be cool if we could see this. And we're going to do what we can, just like we did to create this. We'll create that too.
Do something differently. If we say something or teach something or post something that rubs you the wrong way or triggers you in any way, we need to know that too. So, you know, it's an uncomfortable conversation, but we need to know if we messed up, and because we're human too. We try to do things the right way, the way that we think you guys need, but also we're not perfect. And, you know, we need to know when maybe we post something that isn't needed or isn't inclusive or isn't the right way to say something.
Yeah. Well, that's why we stick by, we support the community with humor, humility, and honesty. We realize that, right, we are learning and growing with you. We are Berry Nation. Not only did we create it, but we are Berry Nation. So we are here to grow. This is an evergreen community, right? It's always growing. It's always expanding. We're always learning and adapting and changing. You know, again, Berry Nation is a physical manifestation of what we actually go through along, right, our own bariatric journeys. If you guys are listening and you're curious about what Berry Nation is, we encourage you to become a member. You can try the community for 30 days to see if it is a good fit for you. And in those 30 days, we hope that you sign up and you take a live class, that you join a support meetup, or that you join a cohort, that you access and utilize our patient support guides, that you connect with somebody in the community that you've never met before. Give it a try. It is there for you. And it was built for you in mind. So we invite you to become a member and give it a spin. We think that you are going to be really happy with the support that you receive in Berry Nation. But it's also important that you guys...
Where can they go to sign up?
Oh, our website has changed. Thank you, my friend. So east2westwls.com is no longer. All you need to do is head to berrynation.com to get all the information on the community and to sign up for your free trial membership. And then once you become a member, you access it. You access the community by going to berrynation.com. We have worked so hard to streamline everything. So that's where you're going to see our logo on Instagram has changed to the Berry Nation logo. This is now the Berry Nation podcast. There's the Berry Nation community. And I have to say, you guys, we have some other supports that are in the works and they are going to be awesome. So we're not stopping in a community. We're not stopping at a podcast. And Natalie, you're going to talk about this a little bit next too. The support that we have always given is not going away, right?
That's right. So you guys know and love, we have our shout out Sundays every Sunday. That is not going away. You can still sign up on berrynation.com. You do not have to be a Berry Nation member. You know, we just want to support our Instagram community. And by doing that, we hope to just keep growing in that way. But yeah, you do not have to be a member of Berry Nation to be shouted out and supported on our Instagram. We are still all three going to be behind those DMs. One of us, April, Jason, or myself will always be there. We really wanted to make sure that you guys know this is an addition. We're not taking away from anything. We're just adding on. So if you are unsure about what the support will look like, if you are not interested in becoming a member, that's totally fine. We're still on Instagram. We're still doing this podcast. We still have our virtual bariatric meetups happening. There are still ways that you can get support without being an official member of Berry Nation. So that we wanted to make sure that that was very clear and open to everyone.
Yes. Yep. We realize that people need different supports along the way. And Berry Nation is just another type of support that you can access if and when you need it. Well, Jason, my friend, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. And we continue to thank you all for your support, the likes, the shares, the subscribes. You can still rate us on your favorite podcast player. You can still rate us on YouTube. You can still do all the things you did before. Will be the same. It'll just look a little different when you log in. When you see it, it'll be Prairie Nation now instead of East to West. But yeah, we appreciate you doing so. Continue to share, continue to spread the word, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there just like we do that need the community more than ever. So we'll be more than happy to be there for them when you let them know. And just remember, you've still got this, we've still got you, and we'll still see you next time.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the nation.
Bye-bye.